Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Disability Advocast. My name is Bryce Coey, and I'm your host. And with me today, I have IT director and assistant with this podcast, actually, George Myers.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Bryce.
Of course. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do here and how you got started here and everything?
Okay, sure. Well, it's a little bit of a long story. I do a whole bunch of different things here for the board. You know, my main job is to make sure that all of our staff members, whether they are SSAs or whether they work in our school, have all of the right equipment, and then it's, you know, in good working order, and that people are trained on how to use it, hardware and software, for them to do the best possible job at their jobs. So I look at it kind of as a like a support role that I have for people that I consider to be kind of like our frontline people, the people that you know, interact with the folks that our board serves every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, SSAs and teachers and aides and
yeah,
and folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been here for coming up on 11 years now.
Oh wow.
And it was a little bit of a tragic story how I first started to work here.
Oh.
The previous guy who was handling all the technology,
mm-hmm,
unfortunately committed suicide.
Oh geez.
Yeah, and at the time, the documentation on the hardware and software was not in good shape, and
yeah,
the person that he had working with him just didn't have access to a lot of things. And you know, at that time, I was running my own IT service and support company.
Okay.
That I had for 12 years. And my wife, who is an OT and who's worked with Pioneer, specifically kids at the school,
mm-hmm,
for 30 years now, her name's Chris Myers.
Okay.
Recommended to, you know, the superintendent here at that time that maybe my company could kind of help them through that really difficult time that they had for months. And
yes,
months turned into years, and then they ended up wanting me to come and be their IT director. So it ended up being a situation where I sold my company to come down here and work.
Nice.
I had told people for many years that I wasn't sure I would ever be able to go and work for anybody but myself again.
Yeah.
But this was the one place where I really felt like I was able to do that. I knew most of the folks here at that point, and you know, the family sort of environment that we had just made me feel comfortable coming and kind of being an employee again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it's nice to like be your own boss and stuff, but it's a really nice work environment here from yeah, everything I've experienced so far, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little unlike the private sector where I had worked for so many years.
Yeah.
But, you know, still good, really caring individuals, you know, who work here. And unlike some of the bad stories you hear about government jobs, I've always been really impressed with how, you know, this agency has kind of handled the funding that it has and
yeah,
tried really hard to spend that money responsibly,
mm-hmm,
knowing that we are stewards of the community.
Yes.
And you know, trying to make sure that the money goes toward the folks.
Yeah, I agree.
It's county,
a really good place to work.
Yep.
And so outside of that, I know that you're, like, one of your hobbies is you play music, don't you?
I am the lead singer in a band called The Crooked Highway.
Very nice.
And yeah, we have just a good old time. It's something maybe we do a couple times a month during the summer. It's a bunch of old guys like me who just like to play old music, and it's kind of classic rock oriented stuff.
Sweet.
And we don't really need to make a whole lot of money or be super popular, but
yeah,
we just have a great time, and that's a lot of fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am also a musician. I don't really like play play with anybody or, you know, but it's just fun to mess around with.
What do you do, Bryce? You play instrument?
Yep, guitar. I also play bass. I got a little keyboard. I got a bunch of like instruments.
Well, maybe that's one of the things we need to do here with your advocacy group is get some sort of an advocacy band going, huh?
Perhaps. I would need to practice more, though. That's my problem, is I play it like once a week.
Yep. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yep. So, outside of that, you have any other fun things you like to do?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm a nerd for lots and lots of things, so I'm, you know, really into movies and, you know, listening to music and things like that. I had fun kind of dabbling in film and film production, especially because one of my sons is kind of really talented at that, and he's going to art school and learning some more about that, and among other things. And, you know, I'm an outdoorsy guy too. I mean, I like, love hiking, and in the winter I like to go snowboarding.
Wow. Fun.
Yeah. Which is a little odd. I never really did that till I was like 48 years old.
Yeah. You know, any time's a good time to start, I think.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Age is just a number.
Exactly. But, yeah, I gotta say, I'm not really a huge outdoorsy person, although I do, like, I love, like, animals and, like, learning about, you know, like, any kind of animal and stuff. But the film, I can get behind you. I can get with you on that. I'm really into movies and stuff.
Yeah.
You have a favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. I could never narrow it down to one. Shoot. I mean, if you had to ask me some of my favorites, I would list maybe... Gladiator would be way up there.
Nice.
You know, for comedies, or, you know, I would also list maybe a movie like Vertigo, which is like a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
And then maybe for comedies, things like, honestly, like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, I think is a genius movie.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, we have a couple family favorites. Like every Thanksgiving, we watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And
oh, nice.
Every Groundhog Day, we watch Groundhog Day.
Oh, that makes sense.
My kids, it's a big tradition we've done for years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oddly enough, my favorite is a horror movie, and I don't really like horror, generally. Huh. It's Scream.
Scream's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love, like, so I don't like horror because I'm a huge chicken. But I love, like, slashers, because they're, like, real cheesy and, you know.
Right. Did you like Kill Bill?
Yeah.
So that I think that was, like, it was supposed to be, like, a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, everything was so overly done that it didn't even feel gross.
Yeah.
Like, all the blood and things that were in it. Because you're like, that's not real.
Yeah, it's like, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, this is really cheesy. And that's when I'm like, okay, I can get into this. It's not scary.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... Like, the haunting movies, I can't do those. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm less scared of serial killer movies, but, like, haunting movies, I'm like, nope, not touching that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I have a, you know, one of the things I want to make sure I mention here is the mobile smart home.
Yes.
That I've gotten the chance to work with for the past 6 years. And there's a film tie-in to that here. I'll get back to it in just a second. You know, this was a result of a grant that kind of one of our partner organizations called SOCOG. So they have some offices in our building here. And I've worked with them ever since I first started working with Ross County all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this grant to help educate people in the Southern Ohio region, 15 counties down in the southern part of Ohio, about remote supports.
Yeah.
And because it's such a big spread out area, the way that we thought was the best to try to do that was to kind of make a smart home, but put it on wheels where we could take it to people.
Yes, so that thing is really cool.
Smart home equipment and remote support equipment, THS who's a really big remote support provider in the state, helped outfit us with some of their equipment. Mm-hmm. And then we added some things of our own. And so it's a little smart home, but it's in an 8x28 foot trailer, and I've just periodically thrown it on the back of a truck and just driven it all around, and it's gone outside of the southern Ohio states now. I mean, I've been to like Allen County and some places around Columbus and Dayton and Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. And one of the things that we did to sort of promote that is my son, the videographer, helped me do some like little promotional videos for YouTube, where people get a chance to see some of the tech that's in it. And we tried to make it kind of fun. So the latest videos that we did like a year ago had like a little fun twist in them.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that smart home is like a really interesting thing.
It's pretty unique. I'm not really aware. I think maybe I've seen one other unit that was kind of like it, that was maybe somewhere in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I'm pretty sure nothing like it exists in Ohio.
Yeah, that's the only one of it I've ever seen, I'm pretty sure, at least physically, you know, like in front of me.
Yeah, and did you get to see...
at least I think I've seen it.
Have you?
I think so.
How recent?
Not that recent. I mean, since I started working here, so, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you get to see Astro?
No, I don't know. I don't think.
So Astro is Amazon's robot.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's kind of loaded up with all of the Alexa-style knowledge and speaking capability, but it's on wheels, and because it has a screen with a camera on it, mm-hmm. like the other, you know, the Echo shows and things like that,
okay.
it can actually do facial recognition and voice recognition, so it learns who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the super cool things that I think probably we'll end up seeing in the remote support world within a few more years mm-hmm. is robots with this capability. So if you just think of a situation where remote support, you know, is helping to kind of monitor and assess what's happening at a home.
Yes.
And, you know, for our folks who maybe don't know anything about remote support, I mean, this is really a way that you could support an individual with a disability to live on their own completely in some cases, and sometimes just for part of the day with technology, instead of having to have a human in the actual home.
Yeah, you can be independent. Mm-hmm.
So they've got like two-way audio and video capability, and then they can track and connect to all kinds of smart devices in the home, like maybe a thermostat or lights or door locks or security systems and things like that to make sure that person's safe. Well, let's say that you're doing that and somehow you cannot reach that person in the home. Well, you've got this little robot that can roll around. You can actually have it search for that person and recognize that person's face.
Oh, that's cool.
And interact with the remote support person who's trying to communicate with them and find them. So,
yeah, wow. I did not realize that, what is it called?
Astro.
I didn't realize that Google, I shouldn't be surprised, but, you know, they have, like, a little robot thing.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's...
Yeah, they came out with it maybe a year and a half back, and at first, they didn't even release it to the general public to buy. And we kind of got on a list because we had bought a whole bunch of Amazon-related things for our school and other things.
Yeah.
Where we got invited to maybe do a purchase before the general public did. We waited a few months and then bought it. So,
yeah, I can cool see how that's incredibly useful for, like, you know, people that maybe need help but, like, want to be independent and stuff. And, like, yeah, I imagine that can be useful when thinking, like, in all kinds of other places, too, like security or whatever.
Yeah, like, it actually, with the facial recognition, it has a mode in it. When you leave, mm-hmm. you can say, "Hey, Astro, watch the house."
Interesting.
And you can set it up on a schedule where it will go around and like monitor every once in a while whether doors or windows are open and listen for things like glass breaking and immediately report to you if it sees or hears anything that it thinks is concerning. So
technology is amazing, man.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Fun stuff.
Yeah. I imagine you know better than anybody, huh, how crazy technology is.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. It's always a challenge, right? Because for all of the benefits that it brings for people and all the things that can enable our folks to do that maybe they wouldn't be able to do without it, you know, there are risks and, you know, we try to be open. We'll keep our eyes and ears open for real risks. You know, I mean, we don't want our folks' information to be stolen and and things like that. So it's a, you know, the all of the interconnectedness of all of our devices and computers and things these days does bring some of those risks too. So it's a balancing.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. You know,
right between you know taking advantage of all the good stuff, you know, while avoiding the bad stuff.
Yeah, just got to be smart about it. I feel like, and you'll be okay.
Yep.
But
yeah. Not always easy though.
No, it's not. Yeah, reminds me of those emails you send, you know, like the
phishing
emails.
That's a little fun.
It's quite fun.
Fun thing, you know, that I get to do. I put together fake emails to get sent out to all of our staff to kind of test them and keep them on their toes.
Usually I feel like I'm good at it, but every once in a while I'm like, oh, that one almost got me.
Yep. Yeah, you did pretty well. We had a contest this spring.
Oh, good.
You know, we had a wide variety of different experiences that folks had.
Oh, geez.
Some were really great, some not so great.
Yeah.
But that's all about education, right? Just
yep.
You know, it's a learning experience.
Yep, got to learn. Let's see. So you started your own tech company, you said that was something.
Yeah, I did back in, I think, 2003.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I had it for 12 years. And, you know, it was a neat experience to talk to business owners of small businesses in all different kinds of environments. I mean, I had doctor's offices, I had accountants, but I also had like an asphalt factory.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, people who were doing landscaping work. I mean, everybody needs computers for different reasons.
Yeah.
And so it was a neat thing to try to stay in touch with all of the different types of technology that was out there and see which ones were appropriate for the business. And I think it really helped me when I came to work here because, you know, we don't really have a sales department here, but what Lacey does, you know, your folks maybe who listen to her podcast, try to communicate with the public about what we do. You know, I had to get involved in that world for folks. I helped them with their websites and a little bit with social media.
Yes.
And then, you know, the accountants use specific software that we had to help make work for them. And, you know, everybody, you know, every different part of an organization has its own use.
That it does.
For technology. So I try to keep that hat on and I try to act kind of like the internal consultant for everybody here and look at it kind of like I looked at having customers.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you've helped me a lot with this. You helped us with the Handicapable Kitchen website, and just I appreciate your work here. That's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's fun. It's fun to see when technology really works and helps folks.
Yeah, so
that's my absolute favorite thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When you see it doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, when it's doing good, then that's great.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see.
Are we going to talk about naps?
You know, I am always down to talk about a nap.
Oh, I just listened to your podcast with Lacey the other day where that came up.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a very short nap. I'm a power napper.
I can't
so
do it.
So you give me like 10, 15 minutes usually in the evening. And
yeah, and see, if I fall asleep, it's over. I'm gone for hours.
It's funny because my wife and I like to go out and walk after dinner, but we're wired completely the opposite. So for me, I'll have a meal, and then I'll just want to go and take a power nap for 15 minutes. But she can't do that. She's like, you know what? If I sit down right now, then I'm not going to want to get up and walk. So
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do it my way, and sometimes we do it her way. And
yeah,
we'll get those walks in there and the naps in where we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's my sleep schedule is such a wreck. Honestly, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Is the naps.
All those nighttime activities.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I just stay up late and then sleep as late as I can and, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of young folks seem to do
that. Yeah.
My kids all do it.
I'm starting to think like, oh, this is probably a bad idea, though.
It can be difficult to kind of like have a regular day job while you have that sort of schedule at night. You know,
yeah.
I've known people who've done it, but.
Yeah, you know, that's why there's a lot of stuff you can do from home for, like, my job as an advocate here.
Right.
And, like, you know, stuff I can kind of schedule, like, with this. It's, like, started at noon today. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Well, 1 o'clock was when I got here, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got up at, like, noon or 12:30 or something like that because I don't live far.
Yeah.
And, that's nice as that I can fix that around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you guys each have sort of different projects that you're working on. I know this is a major one for you.
Yeah.
Handy Capable Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys talked to very many, like, individual folks from our community who might want some help with anything?
You know, we've talked a little bit to people, but not, I mean, so let's see, how do I, we've talked to, like, legislator people or whatever. We have those monthly, we've got 2 advocacy meetings. We have the virtual ones, and then we have the in-person ones. And, like, I've talked to some people there, like, from, like, Easter Seals or Goodwill or something, you know. We've talked to some of them about some of the issues they've had.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, there was one, that wanted, like there was some sort of issue that they wanted to, like, move or, like, get independent somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to help them out with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see more of your role as actually being involved with other members of the community, like trying to help educate them on what we do?
Yeah,
more so than working with the individuals themselves?
I guess that's more what I see my role as, yeah.
Sure.
I know that Austin... he's in the, his big thing is the schools.
Okay.
So he might more interact with the individuals. I don't know.
Okay.
But, from what I've done, I feel like it's a lot of, like, interacting with other people, trying to get them to be more accepting of individuals and, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's sort of reminiscent for me of a project I worked on for, the better part of, you know, 4 years, called the Ohio Tech Ambassadors.
Okay, yeah.
Where, you know, the idea there was that we're going to find people from all over the state, individuals who had developmental disabilities and, you know, lived to a varying degree independently because of technology. And these were people, I call them passionate users of technology,
mm-hmm.
who were going to talk to their peers and encourage them, hey, you know, give tech a try. You know, talk to me about what you're using and what you don't. And you know, it got me out of my kind of techie mindset a little bit. And
yeah.
It was a really cool opportunity for me to work more directly with folks. But it wasn't local to Ross County. You know, it was statewide.
Statewide, so okay.
I was driving to Toledo and
oh, geez.
Cleveland and, you know.
Going all over
all
the place.
Around.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of that. It became a little bit too much for me to do all of that and then still do my regular job here that I have. So
yes.
As the program grew, it outgrew you know, the efforts of me and Kelly Gother and some other folks that were on that little team here, and we kind of passed the torch over to a organization called We Thrive Together who manages it now.
Yeah, I attend some of their meetings. They do like a Wednesday morning, you know, I don't know, just meeting.
Yeah.
That, like, people just get together and
is
talk
about. Is it Advocacy Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to visit that show a few times.
Yeah, and they've talked about the tech program before and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they do Tech Tuesdays where they get more into the actual techie parts of, you know, hardware and software and things like that.
Okay. See, that's where you start losing me. I can navigate on the computer and like the media websites and stuff like that, but like get to the inner workings of the computer and you've lost me.
Well, you know, that's why people like me have a job.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I try to make, you know, I always try to keep in mind that when you look at the nitty gritty of what anybody does for their job, they know more about that than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, you know, I never look down on anybody because they don't know something tech wise. And I always try to remember that, you know, that is one of the reasons why I can have a career, because uh-huh. there's a need for me to help out.
Yep, everybody's got their skills.
Absolutely, they do.
Yep. Mine's not bad. I don't know what, well, I guess mine's just...
You do fine, Bryce. Yeah, I've seen you work on the computer.
Yeah, I do better than a lot of people, that's for sure, but yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, once you get to the heavy-duty stuff, I'm out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can do anything that, you know, the basic things that people need.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Power user of software.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. We've been going here for 26 minutes.
All right. Is it time to wrap up?
I don't know. You think so? Well, you got anything else to say?
Man.
Or you want to talk about?
I feel like we hit a lot of the major stuff. Yeah, I feel like
mm-hmm.
that's a pretty good overview of what I do.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate you having me.
Yeah, well, I greatly appreciate you. I can't talk today. I greatly appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being here to help with this stuff.
Yeah. It's super fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Disability Appcast. I'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening to the Disability Appcast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohen. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Matty Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Appcast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Copyright 2024.